Many blessings and welcome to the call. So let's just have a few beautiful breaths and just allow yourself to relax just that little bit more. And letting go, letting go, and letting go. With ease and grace. And just really enjoying these special moments to just settle into the peace that you are. And just allowing yourself to find that center where everything is absolutely perfect, just the way that it is. And allow yourself to release any tension as you breathe out, just letting go, letting go. Yeah, it's wonderful. So today, we're going to talk a little bit about how to deal with challenging times. How to deal with the bizarre challenges that are coming to everyone at this time. And just this week, I've heard so many people having meltdowns. I've personally gone through some challenging times, and almost everyone I talk to is either going through something themselves, or they know someone who's going through something pretty serious. People are dying, leaving the body. And there's just lots and lots of bizarre things happening across the globe. And even if our lives are relatively stable and peaceful, even then there's a lot going on. Right now I've heard so many people moving house or changing jobs or moving house and changing jobs and breaking a relationship. It's like all of the sort of major things happening at the same time. So, how can we manage all of these things? What are the methods we can use to deal with and navigate these bizarre times we live in? So, first of all, we have to understand the context of the time. What is the bigger picture within which our events, the events of our own lives, are happening? Yeah, what is the bigger context? Because the content, whatever's specifically happening to you in any moment, is just content. You know, it could be this is happening, that's happening, someone comes around, something happens, money, people, situations, whatever, that's the details. The context is in what is the bigger place within all of this is occurring. Yeah? The context is like if you zoom out. So if you say, this person did this thing in this house, that's the content. If you zoom out and say, well, why did that happen? Where were they? What happened before that? What happened after that? Who were the people with? You know, what are all the other details beyond that that created the situation? Oftentimes we don't think about all those other things. But the events of our lives aren't just happening randomly now. They are the result of lots and lots and lots of other things that have gone back a very long way. So it's not straightforward, yeah? So first of all, we need to understand the context, the bigger picture, and then we can understand the content, yeah? There's two different things. So what is the context? The context is that as a human race, we have been living in darkness for a very, very long time. Yeah, it goes back a long way. People have been acting from the ego, from greed, from lust, from anger, from attachment, from fear, for a long time. So the energies ruling human beings as a global phenomenon has been going on for a long time, and the native energy of human beings has been going on a long time. And what does that mean? It means karmic accounts. It means consequences of actions. So the consequence of long, long list of negative actions over a long, long period of time has to come to a climax sooner or later. And we have to come to terms with and face all of this stuff. And so right now, this is like a pressure cooker. Yeah, there's just so much karma and there's so much going on all at the same time. It's pretty intense. That's why it feels intense, because it's a long line of things over a long period of time. So globally, this is the case, and then individually, this is also the case. So you personally have gone through a lot of stuff in your own life and previous lives. And people around you and the world and all these other countries and all this different stuff over a long period of time is all coming to a head. Yes, yeah, coming, it's kind of clashing, friction. And when things finally come to surface, they tend to be pretty intense. You know, it's like if you've been in a relationship with somebody, family dynamics where everyone suppresses their feelings, no one talks about what they really mean, everyone's kind of trying to be nice to each other and sort of lying behind their back and all this stuff. And then finally, when they actually are honest with each other and there's this whole blow up and all this drama, that is really nasty business. But then they kind of come to greater understanding after all the chaos, you know. So these sort of things have been going on a long time, and they're coming to a head. It's coming to a head. So when we realize that this is the situation that we're basically living within, yeah, then we have a little better understanding, a much better understanding about what's going on and why we feel the things that we feel. And honestly, I'm quite surprised that people are able to hold it down as well as they are, quite frankly, because there's such a long list of complications that many people hold within them that it's actually quite miraculous that people are able to get on with their jobs and things are sort of functioning reasonably normally, actually. So it's a miracle that it hasn't completely collapsed, actually. So people somehow are holding it down, even though it's pretty intense. But it's getting more severe. So this is just good to be aware of. Instead of thinking, oh, it's all just going to go away and everything will be fine, just realize, no, everything has to be resolved. It has to come back to zero. Yes, if you create a lot of debt, a lot of complication, you have to sooner or later, clear the debt, come back to zero. Everyone pretty much is in debt. Not financially in debt is one thing, but karmically in debt. If we've been abusing our body, we've been abusing each other, we've been abusing our mind, thinking negative thoughts, wasting our time, all that stuff, the debt, has to be cleared. So what we need to do is first of all realize we're dealing with this mad situation and we have a debt to clear, right? Some people say there's no such thing as karma and what a bunch of nonsense, you don't have to worry about it. This is very dangerous to think that way. Because if you think there's no karma, what you're essentially saying is there's no consequence of your actions, yeah? And of course there is a consequence to actions. If you were to go outside now and shoot 10 people with a gun, guess what? There is consequences. Someone's going to hunt you down, you're going to probably be captured and put in jail for multiple cases of murder, right? There's a consequence. If you're nasty to people, there's a consequence. If you're nice to people, loving to people, there's a consequence of that. So whatever we do, there's consequences. And we're dealing with the consequences going back a long, long way. So when we understand that, then we can understand that this is intense, and of course it's intense, and there's nothing inherently bad about that. That's just the way that it is. So you can just take a nice deep breath and just realize these are intense times. And it's not just you. It's not just you. You can also be picking up on the energy of everyone around you, right? Because we're very empathic beings. We feel a lot of things. And so even if you personally are having a great life and you've cleared a lot of karma and you're doing a lot of good stuff, you can still feel other people's influences just by going online, just by talking to people on your phone, just by going out into a populated area. You'll feel the energy frequencies of other people. So just understand that a lot of this stuff may not even be you if you're feeling a lot of intense feelings. Alright, so you can kind of relax into that. That these are intense times, we are feeling a lot, and that's just how it is. Once we realize that, then the next question naturally arises, well, what are you going to do about it? How are we going to come to terms with this? How can you clear your own karma? In other words, how can you remove any of the unresolved things within yourself? How can these things be cleared and removed and purified so there's no more stuff bogging you down, holding you back? Yeah, that's the big, big, big question. How can we clear everything so there's nothing left to hold us back? Yeah, a big deal. Well, there's two ways to clear our karma. There's two ways. And there's really actually only two ways. The first way is through karmic settlement, which means, for example, that if you owe money, physically speaking, if you're in debt to the bank or something, then their debt collectors come and they say, well, what have you got of value? And they'll take your car, they'll take your house, they'll take your stuff until you've cleared your debt, debt collectors. Or you'll get penalized with various issues and you have to make the money, and when you pay back the money, then you're done, yeah? Credit card debt, whatever it is. And if you're abusive towards a person, let's say they have a bad relationship, you have to kind of win their trust back over a long period of time of being sorry and changing your behavior and all these things. And you can win back people's love and trust after time, So these are sort of the, but they're painful. It's a painful way of doing it. You have to go through a lot of work, and it's pretty stressful. A lot of health issues, for example, say somebody's chronically sick, and they're always in, they're suffering, suffering, suffering. Either they continue to suffer, or they finally do the stuff they need to do, get the message they need to get, and then they start acting differently, and then they get well. Yeah, especially, it's kind of, health is an interesting situation, because oftentimes being physically sick is the last resort for us to learn a lesson. And you'll hear this from many people who've been chronically ill, that they'll tell you, and I've heard this many times, I've experienced it myself, that when there's a lot of pain, physical pain, realizations about life or about what we're doing with our health, certain realizations that weren't able to come to the surface arise, and then we finally say to ourselves, aha, that is why I'm in this situation, and that's what needs to change. Yeah, and then once the insight comes, once we get the message, the secret, because pain is a messenger, once we get the message, and then we act on the message, then these situations fade away because they're no longer needed. So pain, negative karma, pain is a messenger. Karmic accounts are a messenger trying to deliver a message. They're trying to give us a message. Right? So one little thing you can do, let's just take a moment. If you're having particularly challenging situations right now, wouldn't it be nice to know what the message is? Yeah, because when you get the message, then you can start to shift it and the pain will go away. Just like if you put your hand in fire, yeah, if you're standing in front of the stove and you put your hand over the gas, right, you will burn your fingers, and your body, the pain will tell you, get your hand out of the fire. That's bad news, yeah. And then you pull your hand away quickly, and you might, if you get the message quick enough, you'll just get a tiny burn, and you put some ice on it, and you're all right. If you don't get the message, and you leave your fingers burning in the flame, that's not a good idea, yeah? It's going to be a lot of pain, and take a long time to heal. Yeah? I'm not trying to, I'm using extreme examples, because sometimes this stuff does become pretty extreme. But if you just get the message quickly, you don't have to suffer very much. So let's just take a moment, because any situation in your life that's painful is trying to tell you something personally, right? And if you know what it is, then you can find that message, and then you can use it. So let's just take a moment to figure out what this is. So the first thing is just ask yourself, am I willing to get the message? Am I willing to get the message? All right. So once you're willing, let's just ask the pain. So just bring whatever situation, whatever pain, whether it's physical pain or if it's a strange situation you've been dealing with, emotional issue, physical issue, relationships, grief, I don't know what it is, but there's something. Whatever it is for you, just allow that to come before you. Yeah, just close your eyes and just see this situation, this stressful, painful situation come to you in whatever form it represents itself to you. And look at it and imagine it's a messenger. Consider this as a messenger. It can talk to you. Yeah, in your mind, it's trying to give you a message. What is the message? Let it talk to you. Let it tell you what it is. So just listen closely and tell you, see what it says to you. See what you can even write it down. If you have a pen and paper, just write down what is the message or listen to the message. What is this situation trying to tell you? What is its message? Listen carefully. Just make a note of whatever comes up for you. Whatever comes up, just write it down. Just listen. There is a message. There's always something that can be transformed. Wonderful. So, whatever came up then, yeah, isn't that interesting? If nothing came, then you can do this again, because there's always something. But I'm sure something did come up for you. Yeah, we have to learn the lesson. There's no wiggling out of this stuff. One of the interesting things on the path is that there's no way you can run or hide after a while. You know, I think once you start waking up and looking at everything clearly, you realize you can't get out of anything. There's no way you can run or hide. And that's good. Yeah, this is what we signed up for. On some level, we wanted it. Yeah. And so what a lot of people are doing is they're trying to distract themselves from these messages. So if someone's in pain, instead of looking at the pain and saying, what is this trying to tell me? what lessons do I need to learn here? They try and avoid it or suppress it or ignore it. Yeah. So like, for example, if there was debt collectors sending, mail through the post again and again and again, maybe just pretend the letters didn't come and throw them away and never open them. Yeah. That's kind of denial. What a lot of people do is they just self-medicate using various drugs and alcohol or just entertainment constantly or news or music or something so that you're not aware of it. But after a while, we can't get away from the messages, you see. So we can't get away from it. Just like in Harry Potter, I'm sure you've seen the movie or read the book, a lot of people have. Harry Potter is given a letter from Hogwarts, yeah? He's invited and his uncle doesn't want him to get the letters and he keeps throwing them away and putting them in the fire and more letters keep coming. And after a while, there's just thousands and thousands of letters coming from all directions, blowing, bursting through the door. And there's nothing that he can do about it. He catches the letter and finds out what it is. And so, and actually, anyway, you've probably seen the film, but it's like, this is what's going on here. We can't get away from it, right? So once we accept, all right, nowhere to run, there's nowhere to hide. We can't get out of this situation. We have to deal with it. And then once we come to terms with this, once you accept, all right, fair enough, then we can choose to do something about it. So we talked about there's one method of dealing with karma, which is basically suffering, getting more and more pain until we get the message. Yeah, the pain is just trying to get us to learn a message, get a message, and then change. Yeah? You get the message, and then you decide to change. The other thing, which is absolutely critical, hardly anyone actually talks about this. The other thing is to liberate ourselves from the karma through reconnecting to the source of all power. Because on a deeper level, what's happened is we have become weak. The battery of the soul has become dim, almost run out of energy completely. And in order for us to implement and change any of these things, if you want to do something different, like you might know what to do, you might know the message, you might know you have to do these different things, the only way to actually do them, because this is a big issue. A lot of people say, I have 10 things I know I should be doing, and I can't do any of them. Yeah, the only way to have the power to do these things is to connect with the source of all power. And that source of all power cannot be achieved through food. It doesn't matter how many superfoods you have. You can't get spiritual power through food. You can go on a juice cleanse, you can eat goji berries, and special tinctures, and elixirs, and like everything. It's not going to do anything for your spiritual power. It might give you physical power. It won't give you spiritual power from food. You can't get spiritual power by bathing in Ganges. You can't get it by doing mantras and doing pujas and bhakti. You can't get it through therapy. All these methods, they might be able to shift your psyche and move a few things around, but they can't shift the spiritual power, right? And if they could, then we already have loads and loads and millions of methods and millions of therapies and millions of religions, thousands of religions, but like endless amount of stuff around going on, yeah? And everyone's losing power anyway, yeah? So we're losing power even if we do all these things. So you can't get it from food, you can't get it from nature, you can be bathing in the Ganges, going in rivers, swimming in the ocean, doing all these different things, it's not going to make any difference to the spiritual power. It might make you feel temporarily different, but it doesn't give you spiritual power. So most of these methods, what they do is they give you a temporary fix, and then you're back to normal again, yeah? So you could do all these practices and you shift something a little bit, and then it's back to normal. And that's why a lot of people spend their whole lives jumping from thing to thing, from technique to technique. But at the end of it all, they're still dealing with a lot of the same problems. So, what actually does the trick in that case? What is it? If it's not all this stuff, and it's not food, right, what is it? So there's two parts of it. First of all, we have to understand and experience who we are. Who we are. And who we are is not our body. Whatever you look like, whether you're ugly, beautiful, young, old, it's not who you are anyway. Like a car. Whatever the car is like, it doesn't mean the driver is the same as the car. Yeah, they're different things. So you're not your body. You're not your age. So as I'm sharing these things, let's just practice letting them go. Okay, just imagine these things are being released. Okay, just one at a time, just letting it go, and you'll find out what you are at the end. So there's the body, just be aware of your body, your physical body, whatever it is, whatever it looks like, however healthy it is or unhealthy. Just imagine letting that go. Imagine you don't have a body anymore. Just for a moment, just consider there is no body. Yeah, because your body is going to die anyway. So imagine being 500 years in the future. There's no body. Your body is gone. It's long gone and turned into ashes and dust. Disappeared. Let go of your name. You let go of your name. There's no name, no first name, no middle name, no surname. Let it all go. Nameless. And we're going to let go of your position in the world, whether you're considered rich, poor, good, bad, status, whatever the status in the world is, let it go. No status, no position. Just feel the relief. No body, no name, no status. Whatever ideas you have, yeah, ideas, philosophies, religions, they're all connected to the body. They're all connected to your programming. So we just let it all go. And let it all go. So you're bodiless, nameless, free from any status, free from any thoughts and ideas. And what is left is you are just pure peace, pure light. All your responsibilities have disappeared. All your relationships, let them all go. Free of relationships, free of status. Just let it all go until the only thing left is I am the infinite peace that I am. And just being that infinite peace. And now flying beyond, because the soul that you are, the light that you are, consciousness can fly. You can fly. You can fly. Just flying beyond. Flying into the light, into this beautiful light, and bring your whole focus that you're just a being of blissful peace, completely free, and you're in this golden light, like an endless sunset. Endless sunset of infinite peace. And everything is perfect. Perfect peace. Completely free. And in this light is the source of all power, the source of all power. And so you just focus your attention on being in that infinite power, infinite peace. And this source of power is like a sun, like a spiritual sun. And you just look at the sun, face the sun, the spiritual sun, and just receive, just feel the light of power and the light of peace purifying you. Just like bathing in the sun, but you're bathing in the infinite peace. And just feel those rays of power filling you up, and just receiving those rays of power, just filling you up, and filling you up even more, as if each moment you're just getting that little extra charge, the charge like charging the battery of your soul, like you plug into the power station and you are becoming recharged. Just like you plug in your cell phone or computer to charge it up, you're charging yourself. You're charging your own battery of the soul directly. So you just plug, as you have love, as you feel love for the supreme charging being, source of power, as you have love for this being, that's how you plug it in. You feel love, you give thanks to this light. As you have love in your heart, you plug it in, and that love then, and that power then comes back into you. Just feeling that wonderful energy, just receive that, just like you're plugging in to the light, and just feel that power cleansing, washing through you, as if you're really getting that spiritual power, like sunbathing, but this is spiritual sunbathing. Just allowing that beautiful light to fill you up. So with each in-breath, you're just breathing in that light. And as you breathe out, just sharing that light all around you, sharing the blessings all around you, amplifying the power. So you breathe in. And breathe out, so just give out that wonderful power. Ease and grace. As you feel that pure peace flowing through you, pure peace, pure love, gentle, beautiful love, and pure bliss, and just allow all those wonderful good feelings to flow through you. And just letting go, letting go. And just enjoy staying in this light. Very, very natural. This is our natural state. We all originally come from this world of light. And we naturally feel constant peace and completely free. Just bodiless, divine, pure being. Just enjoying that and remembering this. You can come into this golden light and be in this beautiful energy whenever you like. Yeah, this is a choice we can have. And so just bringing your attention back to your body, knowing that you are an incarnate. You are an avatar. An avatar. Because we are divine beings that have incarnated into the body. Yeah, this is an incarnation. You are an incarnation. You come from the light and you've incarnated in your body very temporarily for a short time just for entertainment. That's the main reason we came here in the first place. So you've incarnated just for a short time and everything is extra, extra. You don't even need it. Ah, Isn't that wonderful? Yeah? That's much more like it. And so when we get the message that basically something needs to change, the main thing that needs to change is that we have to wake up the seed of all the problems, the cause of all our problems, actually. The seed is the same for all of us. If you go back, the seed of all human problems is forgetting that we are incarnations and not connecting to the source. Everything that we're suffering from is a consequence of living in the dark, the shadows in the dark. It's a bit like if you are in the sunshine, you can clearly see around you. But if you went into a house that's all blacked out, black, 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 dark, 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 like a dark basement, you'd stumble around and you would knock things over and everything seems like a real hassle. And if someone came in and flicked the switch and turned the light on, you'd be able to see what was going on. You're like, oh, I was trying to do all these things, and I couldn't figure out what was this, and I fell over the paint, can of paint, and I got it all over me, and this thing happened, and there was a rat. things get pretty weird in the dark. So you flick the switch, and it's like, oh, I can see what I'm doing, I can move around, I can take care of stuff. This is really what we're dealing with. We fell asleep, we've been in the dark. We need to remember the light, come back into the light, feel the light and the peace. Yes. And then everything seems all right, yeah? And then these issues, these problems seem smaller, because the context now, as you expand out, the context is that you are an eternal being. You haven't got a name, you haven't got a form, you haven't got a body, you haven't got any status, money, situations, relationships, religions, philosophies, projects. Yeah, all this stuff, it's all temporary. You let it all go. Realize, I am nothing to do with all these things. I'm just an incarnate, blissful being, peaceful being. Just here, temporarily, and I will return back home into the peace once again. And you can come back into that peace again and again and again. You see, this is the thing. This is the solution. In fact, it's the only solution that actually works. Yeah, we can go to all these different retreats and therapy and this and that and this and that and this and that, but if we don't wake up and come back to the light and get the charge, we're always in the dark. We need to come into the light. Come into the light. Come into the peace. And then it's all good. All good, because you know that you are safe. You know that you're secure. You know that you're free. You know nothing can really hurt you. And you know nothing really matters that much either. All these things that seem such a big deal, when you come back into the light, in the peace, they don't really matter all that much. At all. In fact, it doesn't really mean anything. Yeah, so you kind of feel light about things. You know, whether you get this thing or that thing or this thing or this thing happens, it's not that big a deal. So instead of basing our security and our well-being on all of these external factors that constantly change and are unpredictable, we just come back into the peace, into the light, give thanks and praise, and enjoy. Yeah, so everything becomes easy. So let's just do this meditation. It's not even a meditation. Let's not even call it that. It seems like meditation. We might call it meditation. Really, it's waking up to the truth that behind all this stuff, when you let it all go, you're free. It's like playing a video game, and if you play a video game long enough, you might think that it's real. Yeah, you might have heard these video games. I remember on Facebook, some people kept inviting me to a game called Farmville or something like that. And I was like, why are people inviting me to this game? And I sort of clicked on what it was because I kept getting invited again and again and again. And it seemed like it was some game where you could create your own virtual farm, and you look after your crops, and you do all this stuff virtually, and you kind of build this whole farm for yourself. Something like that. I think there's other games like that. And that's sort of, I've never played it, but I kind of get the sense people kind of get really into it. And they kind of get attached that, you know, maybe they have a bad year. They get really upset. It didn't rain enough in the game and their crops didn't grow properly or something, and then they, like, their cow died or something. And none of it's real because it's a virtual game. This world is in many ways like that. It just, it's a bit more sophisticated, yeah? So it looks very real. Yeah, certainly appears like it. But we don't own anything, you know, because as soon as you leave, it's game over, it all disappears. So, you know, this is sort of like playing Farmville and then getting worried about these various cows and crops, and, you know, my virtual tractor broke down and now I'm really upset about it, you know, but doesn't matter, it's a virtual tractor anyway, so you haven't got a tractor, you know. So, it's fun and games, yeah? So, ease and grace, and let's just take a moment. So you first of all remember that you're not your body, that's not who you are, because it's going to end, and imagine your body dies. Your body's going to die for all of us, so we might as well get used to that idea. Body's going to die, and as it does, everything else, money, situations, people, and all these things end. They end. It's all done, yeah? Finished. You can't connect with them anymore. Finished. And you come into the peace. It's actually wonderful. There's been so many people who have had near-death experiences, and they say it was the best thing that ever happened to them. The best thing that ever happened was dying, you know? So millions of people have reported, like, the best news ever was leaving their body. So I wouldn't worry about it, yeah? So you just become aware that I am this eternal being. It doesn't matter. Everything's great. Yeah, freedom, freedom, freedom. And you're free, completely beyond. Just go into the light, into the infinite sunset. And then you just connect with the supreme sun, the spiritual sun, the sun of light. So you just feel that energy flowing into you, charging you up like charging a cell phone, just charging your soul. And just feel that recharge happening beautifully. Just charging you all the way up, all the way up. And just allowing that to trickle in, flood in, flow into you, just the light filling up, filling up, filling up, like you're getting a recharge, like your cup is being filled. Just breathing in that light. And sharing it all around you, sharing it all around you, and breathing in again, filling up with that spiritual power. And showing it all around you. And just keep breathing that in, showing it all around you. And just saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, because as you connect your heart and your love to that light, you just receive more of it. Yeah. That one for you. So you can just relax and remember you are an incarnate. An incarnate, you are an avatar. You've come all the way here into this virtual reality Farmville game. You haven't got anything, you're only here for a short time. This is all extra. Yeah, bonuses, extra, you don't need it. So you could be, you're quite happy without it, because when you haven't got a body and you haven't got any of this stuff, you're perfectly happy. This is all just temporary extras. And as you connect back to the light, you feel the peace. And as you feel the peace, you give blessings. And as you give blessings, everything becomes easy, 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 easy. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. So the more you practice that, the more you'll feel free. And the more you feel free, the less of this sticky stuff you'll have to deal with, because it will go away. Situations either go away, they just leave you alone, or you just feel free and they don't bother you as much. So instead of something being stressful, it seems quite amusing. Quite amusing. Even painful situations begin to seem funny after a while. So either they'll go away, or they'll get a lot less, or they'll see funny, or you'll just be able to handle them with a lot more style. A lot more style, even grace. So congratulations, congratulations in advance for your freedom. Well done for being aware, awakened soul, and sending you so much love. Blessings and appreciation. Wishing you a wonderful day, a wonderful evening, wherever you are, whenever you're listening to this. Keep that experience going stronger and stronger, and you really will notice a huge difference in your life. Lots and lots of love and many blessings. Talk to you soon.